This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Next hour, we'll still be on USA, but we're going to add Newsmax TV in the third hour, as we always do. So if you'd like to watch me on national TV, you can switch to channel 349, DirecTV, and, of course, channel 216 Dish. 349, DirecTV, 216 Dish. And you can always call in. We love taking your calls, 833-WAR-TALK, especially in that third hour. But I take calls throughout the show. If you call now, I take your call. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. This show is brought to you by the sponsor, the main title sponsor of the show, Tangible Investments. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com. TII1.com. All right. All of you know that my background was in sports betting and sports handicapping. And I was at a very important business meeting. I'm going to have an announcement in the next week or so about a huge new company I'll be involved with in the sports gambling world. And while I was there, I saw an article flash by on the internet. I get articles about sports gambling sent to me. And I saw an article flash by about Buffalo Wild Wings adding sports betting. And then while I was in the show, I was reminded of it by my board op, Chris, who sent me a link to the same exact article, Buffalo Wild Wings. So I wanted to talk to you about it. I think it's the single biggest explosion in the history of gambling. There's never been a bigger thing in the history of gambling than this opportunity now with sports betting. Everybody's going to be betting on sports. It's going to be legalized in 30 to 35 states over the next 3 years, and then maybe, you know, most of the 50 states within 5 years. And pretty soon, everybody's going to be betting on sports. Everybody, everywhere. So Buffalo Wild Wings' slogan is Wings, Beer, Sports. According to a new report, the restaurant could be adding another feature to that slogan, Wings, Beer, Sports, and Gambling. ESPN is reporting this morning, the nationwide sports bar chain is exploring the sports betting phase following the Supreme Court's May ruling that overturned Professional and Amateur Sports Betting Act, allowing for states to make their own legislation regarding sports betting. Buffalo Wild Wings operates franchises in all 50 states, as well as internationally, and the company is interested in seeing what it could offer customers in the aftermath of the ruling. Of course. Of course. Why not? While you're sitting there, you're going to want to bet on the game. So why would you let them bet with a bookmaker when they could bet legally inside your Buffalo Wild Wings restaurant? As the largest sports bar in America, we believe Buffalo Wild Wings is uniquely positioned to leverage sports gaming to enhance the restaurant experience for our guests, said a Buffalo Wild Wings spokesman on ESPN. We're actively exploring the opportunity, including potential partners, as we evaluate the next steps for our brand. According to Perdum, the company would likely need to partner with a gaming operator, need to partner with a gaming operator in order to make sports betting possible in their restaurants. Many locations already have a sportsbook type feel to them, as they feature large walls of TVs, allowing customers to watch multiple games at once. Wild Wings was acquired by Arby's. There's something I didn't know. I bet you didn't know that. Wild Wings was acquired by Arby's in November for $2.4 billion. Billion with a B. Wow. I had no idea that Buffalo Wild Wings was worth $2.4 billion, nor that Arby's acquired it. But it sure makes sense to me that they're all going to go into sports betting, because guess what? What if you make an average of $20 a meal from the average person who's sitting there sucking on wings, dripping in barbecue sauce, and on top of the $20 from the meal, you're hoping they buy a drink, right? Because they buy a drink, that's all profits. If they get like a $5 beer or something, that's $5 of pure profits. You made more money off the $5 beer than you did off the whole $20 meal. So that's why they want you to drink all the time at all these restaurants. There's more profit in beer times 100 than there is in food. So, you know, just one beer or two beers makes the whole meal profitable for the restaurant, whereas no beers, just drinking water, makes it unprofitable. Well, what if now, instead of just beer, you could get them to make a $100 bet on a football game? And what if they bet on five games and they want to stay there 3 hours? That's $500. What if they go 0 for 5? Now they spend $20 on food, $10 on booze, and $500 on the bets. A lot of people just never understood where I was coming from with this. This is the greatest thing to ever happen to business in America. If you can take advantage of it and get people to start betting on sports inside your restaurant, inside your bar, inside your nightclub, inside your casino, or inside your sports book, in the middle of New York now, not just Vegas, in the middle of New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Virginia, Chicago, Illinois. Oh, people love to gamble with both fists in Chicago. They just bet with both fists. They love to bet in Chicago. You know where else they love to bet? Even places that are big religious Christian places like Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, they bet with both fists. Let me tell you, over the years, I had so many customers call me up on a Sunday morning in all the years where I owned a giant sports handicapping company, and I had private customers, you know, high rollers that would only deal with me. And there weren't many of them. I didn't have time to take care of, you know, thousands of them. I had thousands and thousands of customers, but there might be a select 20 who call Wayne Root on a Sunday morning. And it's amazing how many of them were calling from church and whispering, "My wife's in the church. Shh, don't talk loud. I can't talk. My wife's nearby. But who do I bet on today?" So religion has nothing to do with betting on sports. Nothing. Guys like to bet on sports and they listen to, you know, a sermon at the church. One has nothing to do with the other. You show me a guy in the South who loves Jesus, I'll show you a guy who loves betting on the Dallas Cowboys, too. Jesus and a $100 bet on the Dallas Cowboys to win. So, you know, there is no if or. You don't have to be either religious or bet on sports. You could do both. This is not like drugs or even alcohol, by the way, or prostitution. There's nothing about sports gambling that's a sin. It's just fun. It's fun entertainment. What's the difference between going to a movie theater, and it's now, what, $10, $11, $12 a ticket, depending on where you are in this country? But in Vegas, about, I think it's $10 a ticket in the movie theater. And so you go out with a date or your wife or whatever, it's $20 to go to the movies, or betting $20 on a parlay with, you know, the Houston Texans to win and the Dallas Cowboys to win. What's the difference? When you're done with the movie, you've still spent your $20. You can never get it back. The only difference is when you make a bet, $20, you're either going to win the 20, or if it's a parlay, you might turn 20 into 200. Or you might lose the 20. Well, if you lose the 20, it's no different than going to the movies. You paid for the entertainment. It's gone. But there's actually a 50-50 chance you're going to be paid while you were entertained. You actually get paid at the end of the football game. So I think sports gambling is going to take over the whole country. It's going to be the new national pastime. It really is. And everybody's going to be doing it. And it doesn't matter if it's legal in your state. It's now legal in New Jersey, and the Meadowlands is right across the river from New York City and Westchester and Long Island. So it isn't legal in New York yet, although it will be next year without any doubt. In 2019, sports gambling will be legal in New York, and then the number is going to go through the roof. But right now, the whole New York can drive to the Meadowlands and make a bet. And trust me when I tell you, they're going to do it, a lot of them. So Meadowlands, even though it's legal in New Jersey, not New York, reaches New Yorkers. And Atlantic City has legal gambling. It reaches everybody in Philadelphia. Is only an hour away. And at the moment, Philadelphia doesn't have legal sports gambling. But a lot of people think it will by this September, meaning a month from now, because they did legalize it, but nobody has yet filed to take the bets. Several companies are kind of waiting for a couple of regulations to be firmed up. But Pennsylvania may have it. If they don't, they'll just all go bet in Atlantic City. Massachusetts doesn't have it yet, but I almost guarantee you they'll have it in 2019. But Rhode Island legalized sports gambling. You know how close Boston is to Providence, Rhode Island? So all the bettors in Massachusetts are just going to drive on Sunday morning to Providence, Rhode Island. Or they're going to drive on Friday afternoon and make the bets in advance of Saturday and Sunday's games. And West Virginia is going to have legal sports gambling by September. West Virginia is right near Washington, D.C. and Ohio and Kentucky. And Mississippi is going to have legal sports gambling. It's legal right now. And so Louisiana will have it by next year, but right now everyone will drive from Louisiana and Alabama to Mississippi. So the whole country is going to have legal gambling, but right now, even in the few places that have added it, they're all close to giant population areas, so people are just going to drive an hour and start betting. It's just huge. That's why I'm getting back into that business, and I'm going to be the guy who provides the advice who's going to win and who's going to lose. After studying the games, having a staff of people underneath me who give me advice, I'm going to give the advice on who's going to win or lose and get paid for it, just like a Merrill Lynch or a Charles Schwab or a J.P. Morgan or whoever in Wall Street. Exact same situation. But sports gambling is huge. And I've got to tell you, it's guys who vote for Donald Trump that are the biggest sports bettors. And that's how you know it's not a sin. Most guys I know who are Republicans, you know, are not in any way, shape, or form people that are apt to commit crimes or do something sinful per se. But guess what? We're all betting on sports. We have been. Whether it was legal or not, we've all been betting on sports. When I was a kid growing up, I was 16 years old in New York, and I was betting with a bookmaker on football games. 16 years old betting with a bookmaker. It's not a crime. Well, now it's really not a crime. I mean, to my knowledge, no one's ever been arrested for making a bet. It's just the bookmaker whose life is at risk. He's the one who can get arrested. But the reality is now, none of that. No one's getting arrested. None of that's illegal anymore in any state that legalizes sports gambling. It's one of the reasons I moved to Las Vegas. We have legal sports gambling. Well, now you could do it everywhere. Coming up in 3 years, literally every state will have it. And I saw the studies, by the way. This is the only thing people agree on. I think it's 57% of Democrats believe sports gambling should be legal. 57% of independents believe sports gambling should be legal. 63% of Trump voters believe sports gambling should be legal. So Trump voters are much more apt to support sports gambling than either Democrats or independents. And that's exactly my experience in my life. Almost every guy who bets on sports is a guy with money. Tends to be Republican, tends to love Trump. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-515-3062. That's 800-515-3062.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable Men's Medical Clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, I don't put my name or voice on any advertisement unless I absolutely love the product and believe in the product. So I agreed to try it. Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. You won't believe the results in your love life. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. Can't be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info.
War now.
Are you?
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show is My Patriot Supply. If you've seen the recent headlines, the Wall Street Journal says Russian hackers reach U.S. utility control rooms. Russian hackers appear to shift the focus to the U.S. power grid. All of it alarming. The Department of Homeland Security reports Russia's military might be able to take control of parts of our electrical grid. Let me ask you to consider, if your home had no power for several weeks, do you have an emergency food supply to get through? That's why you need My Patriot Supply. If there's no power, there's no grocery stores. They'd be empty. Then they'd close. Think about it. You've heard me talk about the importance of having food storage. Whether it's long-term power outage or natural disaster, rely on the folks at My Patriot Supply. They're devoted to helping hardworking Americans prepare and become more self-reliant. They sell dozens of emergency food kits as well as gravity-powered water filtration systems at MyPatriotSupply.com. Whether it's a power grid collapse or an attack or a hurricane or an earthquake or something worse, protect yourself and build your food storage plan today. Do it at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. All right, we've got Megan Barth with us, our favorite Reagan babe. Our website's ReaganBabe.com and MediaEqualizer.com. And she is in studio. Megan, how are you, babe?
Hi, good. How are you?
No fancy Tahoe for you this month? I thought you were
okay. The fires are so bad.
You can't see
the air quality is so bad.
Got it.
We had guests come in, like, last week for the weekend. They left 2 days early.
They were, like, coughing? Is that what they
were? Well, basically, I mean, the whole valley there, the Tahoe, it's all, basin is all just socked in. Reno
is terrible. Well, because all the fires in northern California.
Do you know how much pollution these environmentalists have created from their policies? More pollution than the year's exhaust from gas on L.A. freeways.
Well, let's talk about this for a minute, because you wrote an article about this. So
sure.
I assume, I've never seen the article, So I assume it's saying exactly what I was going to write for my Las Vegas Review-Journal column, which is due tomorrow. So I was going to write it tonight, which was going to be that Californians are killing themselves because they won't. They spent 10 times more. There's a Wall Street Journal editorial, by the way. 10 times more on subsidies for electric cars than for clearing brush to prevent forest fires. So they're the reason the environmental wackos have caused these forest fires.
There's 149 million dead trees in California.
Wow.
What caught my eye early
on...
It's
not a brain-dead people, too.
Well, especially in the environmental world. But it's they're not even brain-dead. It's intentional. And it nearly has to be, because these regulatory policies are inhibiting proper forest management, management that was done since the beginning of time by the stewards of the land, the conservationists of the land, not the environmentalists.
And if you don't do it, God does it, because you have fires, you have earthquakes, you have all kinds of things in this world that are from nature and from God. And if you don't prepare for them, man doesn't prepare for them, they're going to happen. So fires happen. What I read the other day
But they don't spontaneously combust due to climate change, which is the default excuse of the rabid environmental left, which includes Jerry Brown and most of the Democrat Party. Because I would say all of the Democrat Party, and particularly the socialists, because all it is just one big Ponzi scheme of the transfer of wealth.
Well, they brainwash you all day long. So, I mean, even I, Wayne Root, see so often in the news media that California fires that I started to think, I don't believe it's climate change, but I do believe that, because first of all, fires could be less in the east while they're more in the west. But I did believe, wow, there's more fires in California than there've ever been. Then I read an article that said, not true. There's less fires than there's ever been. It's just in the news day and night. We didn't have CNN and Fox News 100 years ago.
No, you're not necessarily correct, okay? So the article I wrote is at the Daily Wire. It's basically Barth and Grimes, California Burns, the New Normal Thanks to Obama-era Environmental Regulations. Now, what caught my eye a couple weeks ago is I saw the New York Times article, and they said since 2012, these fires have become not seasonal, but seasonless, where they're just fires are all the time in California. Right now they're battling 17 of them. And so, of course, any objective journalist worth their salt would say, well, geez, what happened in 2012? No, the New York Times calls it the new normal, which Jerry Brown does now too, and they fault it on climate change since 2012. Which is a bunch of
lies. So what happened in 2012? Regulations?
193 million acres were obtained, made sweeping regulations for 193 million acres under the Obama administration, whereby inhibiting and costly litigation. When you try to clear, you've got Earth Justice and all of the environmental wacko lawyers up your skirt and down your shirt.
Well, make sure that you send your article to me, because I'm going to try and quote it in my column in the RJ. If I write one tomorrow for Sunday, I may actually use it for next Thursday, we'll see. But you said I may not have been right. I'm not sure if you misunderstood me. I read an article from scientists, Republican-leaning scientists, who said it's just not true that there's more fires than there've ever been. There's actually less than there used to be, but they're in the news more often. There's not more fires than there's ever been. It's just not true. We'll be right back. Hold on. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. Megan Barth is with us. ReaganBabe.com. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProCure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProCure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProCure dealer or ProCureUSA.com.
War now.
USA Radio News. Today, President Trump is hosting a roundtable discussion with governors on prison reform and the First Step Act before Congress.
One of the single most important things we're doing is to help former inmates in creating jobs. We're creating so many jobs that former inmates for the first time are really getting a shot at it.
Congressman Chris Collins said Wednesday night he would continue his campaign for re-election and fight federal charges that he used his position with an Australian biotech firm to help his family make an illicit stock trade. USA Radio Network's legal analyst Frederick Penny says even though Collins did not sell any of his stocks, he could still be on the hook for insider trading.
Insider trading is generally very broad. It not only covers the person that may have done some improper trading with inside knowledge, even if it's family or friends or employees.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. USA Radio coming up in about 25 minutes. We'll be on Newsmax TV, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Very exciting stuff. Bill O'Reilly joins me twice a week now, every week, and he also leads into my show twice a week with his own talking points. So four times a week, you tune into the Wayne Allyn Root Show, and Bill O'Reilly pops up. Very exciting stuff. Very honored to have the king of cable news for 15 straight years making his comeback on TV on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this national radio show, War Now. Healthcare, a disaster in this country. You heard my guest Sally Pipes just a little while ago talking about what a disaster it is, and it has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It has everything to do with Obama and Obamacare. Health insurance, completely unaffordable. It covers virtually nothing, but there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member, and you'll notice I snuck in a question with Sally Pipes. What do you think of Christian health-sharing organizations? And she said they're great. They're fantastic. They're exactly what everybody needs, which is you want some sort of catastrophic insurance in case of a disaster, and everything else is basically on you. And that's what Christian health sharing is. You pay a very tiny fee every month, and then, you know, kind of all the little stuff's on you, just like with your car. The insurance company doesn't pay when you need an oil change or your car washed. They don't pay to fill up your gas, right? You got to pay for that. But if you get in a bad accident and the whole car is total, they pay for that. Well, that's what health insurance should be for, a disaster, not for every little thing. That's how Obama ruined health care. So stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Take back control of your health care, because our rights come from God, not from government. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. This is the only exception of Obamacare. You can join a Christian health sharing organization anytime. You can join Liberty HealthShare anytime. 365 days a year. Do it now. I did. My family's a member. I put my four kids in the hands of Liberty HealthShare. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. All right, so we've got my gal Megan with us, Megan Barth. ReaganBabe.com is the website. We love having her here live. She's hiding from the pollution in Lake Tahoe. She's finally back with us. Revolutionary professors, I want you to see this, Megan.
Okay.
Revolutionary professors allow students to pick their own grades. Doesn't that sound promising? Your parents could pay
God,
you
I'd
to
be a straight-A student.
At Davidson College literature class, this fall they're going to use contract grading, allowing students to pick ahead of time their grade for the class and the workload they need to compete to earn it. The offer is posed by Professor Melissa Gonzalez for her Introduction to Spanish Literature and Cultures course, SPA 270, at the private liberal arts college in Davidson, North Carolina. She's one of several professors across the nation who allow this pick-your-own-grade method, billed as a way to eliminate the student-professor power differential and give students control of their education. Sounds like grade redistribution.
That's are they going to write the syllabus, too?
It's the scariest thing I've ever seen. Grade communist redistribution.
Right.
Don't you think
these higher institutions of learning.
I've decided right. that I'm going to be bigger than Rush Limbaugh. I've decided I'm the number one radio talk show host in America.
I'm Giselle Bundchen.
Unbelievable how stupid liberals are. Are they the dumbest people in the whole world? It's just amazing.
Very close.
They kid themselves. Yeah,
they're evil or stupid. I don't know.
Do you know how many emails I got today from liberals? For whatever reason, I don't know why they picked today, but I just got a lot of hate mail today. It was nice hate mail. None of them said they were going to kill me. So there was no killing hate mail today. But they all said basically the same thing. TikTok, TikTok, your man is going to prison.
Isn't it amazing how they even have the same insults? I mean, they have the same talking points, but they can't even come up with their own insults.
Oh, yeah, another one didn't say TikTok. He just said the walls are closing in on your boy Trump, and you just don't understand.
The orange Hitler, the Trumpanzees. I mean, they can't even come up with their own insults, right? It's like they have to repeat and chant.
But they're just
if they're on the streets. I know it.
He's not going to prison.
Because they're not intellectually, like, you know, curious or even...
The walls aren't closing in. The economy's flying. And Donald Trump just won in CD12 in Ohio, and he won every Republican primary. What are they talking about?
They're on a suicide mission, not from God, but with Mueller on their side.
Yeah.
Who was just a tape just surfaced saying, you know, I never realized that we could use the FBI for, you know, the investigation of terror. Actually, yeah, you did, because you removed all references of jihad from the FBI training manuals, and that's probably why we're in the mess we're in, as they say.
And there was a letter to the editor in the Vegas newspaper today against Wayne Root, another one of those wacko liberals. And the letter to the editor said, Wayne Root says that Trump is more popular than Obama on the same day of his presidency. That's a fact.
Correct.
According to Rasmussen, who got the election exactly right. The only poll that I trust has Trump doing fantastic, just like he did pre-election with Hillary, and nobody else did.
Right.
And this moron quotes a Washington Post poll that says, Wayne Root's a liar, and he's made stuff up. Because according to the Washington Post poll, Obama was at 45 on this day, and Trump was at 40. So Wayne Root has it exactly wrong. See, they're delusional. They just keep repeating the same liberal made-up lies with a oversampled Democrat poll to justify their own hatred of Trump. And they just don't get it. Wait till November when they get their heads pounded in again.
Because their Bibles are the Washington Post, the New York Times.
L.A. Times.
The L.A. Times, the Atlantic, CNN, MSNBC.
PBS.
PBS, NPR. Of course, NPR. That's their echo chamber. So anything outside of that echo chamber triggers them. And that's why you're getting hate mail, and that's why they don't want to look at numbers, because numbers don't lie, Democrats, socialists.
But it's never Trumpers, too. The establishment is just as bad as the liberals.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you know today's Wall Street Journal? I used to love the Wall Street Journal. It's my Bible. Okay? I read the Wall Street Journal every day. I think I pay like $250 a year for a subscription.
Yeah, I saw.
Right? And the headline in the editorial today is the red wave that Donald Trump thinks is coming is actually a blue wave. And they said the results of the Ohio race, where we just barely won, maybe, because it's still
not official. They're still finding ballots in the trunk of a car, you know.
Oh, and wait a minute. They found 500 ballots, and all 500 are pro.
Of course.
You know, the liberals. Does that make any sense to anybody?
Why don't we ever find 500 GOP ballots?
Right. It's amazing.
All these ballots that they find last minute.
They're almost from a prison.
But they're always Democrat ballots.
Yes.
That's how Al Franken won. Oh, look, we just found 800 ballots lying over here. Well,
where do you find these boxes? Either in a prison or a welfare office. There's always a box of Democrat votes in a prison or a welfare office.
Back of a post office.
Most incredible thing I've ever seen. You know, is there a get-together of transsexuals? There's got to be a box of votes for Democrats.
They've been doing this stuff for 50 years, Wayne. They're not about to stop now. Remember that quote?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the Wall Street Journal basically says that Donald Trump is dreaming about a red wave. There's always going to be a loss of seats for any candidate, Republican or Democrat, after, you know, in midterm elections, and it looks especially bad because he's so doomed, so bad in the polls, blah, 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 and he's so offensive to everybody. The same crap liberals say. They don't even understand that Trump has never been more popular. Go to Rasmussen. He's never been more popular, and he's far more popular than Obama, and he just won every Republican primary. What more do you people want from the guy? The economy is flying. And you're still never Trumpers, you morons? I just debated that idiot, Ross Douthat of the New York Times, who, by the way, was a very nice man and a very nice, fine gentleman, so I shouldn't call him an idiot. But everyone who's a never Trumper is suffering from some form of delusion or idiocy. Donald Trump has done such great things for this country and this economy, and for every conservative, if you don't see it, you're blind.
The Never Trumpers are on their last gasp doing their last cruise with Bill Kristol somewhere in the Caribbean. I don't really understand how they all of a sudden, you know, I sat with a bunch of them, I have to say, and I sat with a bunch of them. I was invited by this person to join them at this little event, and it was before Trump actually had received the nomination. And so I'm sitting, and you've seen many of them, and I'm sitting there, and I'm just, you know, oh, hi, I'm Megan, you know, Reagan babe, you know, whatever. And, of course, their egos outweighed their intelligence. And they started passing around Trump as Hitler memes. And I'm thinking, you guys are freaking Republicans.
This was at a conservative event? This was at...
Yeah.
What is it, the thing in Washington you always go to? CPAC?
Yeah, CPAC.
CPAC, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, but see, I could even understand, as sick as that is, I could understand it before he was elected. Look what he's done since getting elected.
But that was, but that didn't matter.
Right.
They wanted to destroy him.
They still do.
Right. So why would they want to destroy him?
To prove they're right.
Not just to prove they're right.
To prove how brilliant they are.
To prove that they are the ultimate know-it-all conservatives that are going to be paid for their unworthy opinion.
Right.
It's all just a little power structure. They've had, you know, the Bill Kristols of the world, the George Wills of the world.
Don't forget the guy who died, Charles Krauthammer, who I used to like, and then he became this obsessive Trump hater, and I didn't
like him. I really liked Charles, and I would disagree with him, and I know that he always looked askance at Trump, but there were times when he would, because he's a philosopher, right, and he's a psychologist, right?
He's intellectual.
Intellectual. I got Charles. He did not approach Trump with this vile hatred that you usually only reserve for the progressive left. And so they are more progressive left than they are conservatives. You cannot tell me, because they've watched, they got behind Mitt Romney, even though he had Romney care. They got behind, you know, Marco Rubio, even though he was doing deals with the Gang of Eight. They are moderates at the core. They are not conservatives.
Right. Well, Mitt Romney is just a mamby-pamby moderate. That's what these guys, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, some of them are actually not moderates. They're actually liberal. You take like a Susan Collins, in no way, shape, or form is a Republican, in any way, shape, or form. She just happens to have an R after her name. Susan Collins of Maine. Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. They vote against us all the time. It's
John
ridiculous.
McCain is the worst out of all of those, but it only takes one moderate to destroy the brand. And I've always said that moderates, even they tried to bring down Reagan. Okay, these were the same people that were against Ronald Reagan.
Right, and now they'd probably tell you they love him.
Oh, yeah, I'm such a Reaganite. Oh, yeah, I'm just such a Reaganite.
Right, because Paul Ryan would certainly say he's a Reaganite, but Paul Ryan sucks. I'm sure Mitch McConnell would say he's a Reaganite. Mitch McConnell sucks.
But I wouldn't really put those in never-Trump categories, except Ryan just, again, his ego is way too big.
Ryan is pretty much never Trump without saying never Trump. I mean, he got together with him for a couple issues, including tax cuts. But other than that, he is always quick to jump on Trump. Always. We'll be right back. We're now Wayne Allyn Root along with Megan Barth. Right back at you. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on Cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Suzanne Cantra, editor and founder of Techlicious, with all the must-know about this year's must-have school tools, and that is laptops. Where do we begin in keeping these kids safe as they wander around out there on the Internet?
Kids who are going to high school or college are looking for a laptop that's going to give them always-on connectivity and great battery life. So the Lenovo Mix 630 is a thin and light fanless design powered by a Qualcomm Snapdragon 835 processor. What this means is that you are going to get that always-on connectivity. You were also mentioning safety. You know, one of the things that we talk about in terms of safety is making sure that our kids aren't exposed to content that's not appropriate for their age. There's a product called Circle Home. You attach it to your router, and you can set content ratings for all the devices in your house. So you have even, you know, a younger child, you can set it for that elementary school level.
Where can we go for more information?
You can go to techlicious.com.
War now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, this segment of the show is sponsored by Swiss Wave. You all know me as the champion of small business. If you're an entrepreneur, small business owner, or perhaps you want to be one for the first time in your life, listen up. Here's your opportunity. It's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners. Make sure you heard that correctly. They don't want doctor partners. They want non-doctor partners. Anyone can do it. You don't have to be a doctor to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business. Wow, cha-ching. No insurance, cha-ching. And can be up and running in 30 days. Fabulous. The income potential is enormous. How good can it get? You do need startup capital. Obviously, it can't be too good to be true. You need some money. You have to be serious. You will have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify, to see if your area is available. And if you qualify, call 800-235-1462, 800-235-1462, and do it right now. Write this down, 800-235-1462, or medicalpartnership.info. That's their website, medicalpartnership.info. But you're better off calling 800-235-1462 to see if your area is available. And if you qualify, 800-235-1462. All right. Megan, did you see my article today, my column in the Las Vegas Review-Journal?
No, I didn't.
Caught a lot of attention. It's about the fact that everybody talked about apartheid when it was blacks being persecuted by whites, and that was horrible. But now it's whites being persecuted by blacks in South Africa, and nobody cares. And the really big story is that, and the media won't cover it, but the really big story is that Barack Obama went to South Africa, stood on the same stage with the president who literally has passed a change in the Constitution to make it legal to steal land from any white person and give absolutely no money for it. None. And he says it's all about redistribution to black people, redistribution of land. And who literally has said, get this quote, for the time being, for now, we won't do a genocide. For now.
For now.
So he's right. Threatening white genocide. He's going to kill all the white people. And Obama stood on the stage with him and complimented him and said nothing about this. And the media says, oh, my God, Trump tweeted out that LeBron James and Don Lemon are stupid. He's a racist, and this is not even worth mentioning. Standing on a stage with a guy who's not just a racist, he's condoning the murder of white people and the theft of all the property of white people. Amazing.
Yeah, not a peep. And he still is the darling of the Democrats. But when you look at the insidiousness of the Democrats, specifically when it comes to racism, look at the New York Times, for example. Outward racist, this woman, Zhang, hates white people, period. She wants to cancel us out. She also hates cops, and she also hates white women, and she also hates men, really hates men. But the outward racism got her a job at the New York Times because I guess she got a couple mean tweets.
But the point is, that once it was pointed out what she said to the New York Times, I just can't believe they fire her. I'm amazed.
I'm not really, because this is the sickness of the Marxist left. And when you look at why is it that socialists always find a home in the Democrat Party?
Well, fascists find home in the Democratic Party, too.
Well, of course.
Control freaks. Anyone who's a control freak is a Democrat.
And so now they want to control the flow of information.
Right.
Whether it is the control of information from InfoWars, whether you agree with it or not, the speech or not.
I agree. Look, I don't agree with everything InfoWars says. Some of it I find very weird. I mean, anyone who tells you Sandy Hook didn't happen is whacked. Okay?
But that was the tip of the iceberg.
But you still have no right to ban him. None.
That was the tip of the iceberg, as the senator from Connecticut pointed out that in a tweet that went viral.
You got to go after everybody.
Right.
Not just
Chris Murphy.
They're coming after all of us next. There's
right.
no question. That's
well,
what
that, well, and that's what
if
fascists
they can get away
do.
With.
I'm
if
wondering if they're going to go back to their socialist roots and start burning books.
Well, they are. I mean, for all intents and purposes,
full circle.
The internet and tweets and Facebook and YouTube are books of today. So if you ban Alex Jones, you're burning books and banning books. You are doing that. Look at you. If you ban videos, it's no different than banning books. They're banning his videos.
Yeah, and I'm not hearing.
What are they afraid of,
and
by
the
way?
The press is cheerleading censorship.
Right.
But and then espousing racism.
Well, don't forget.
Promoting racism. And then allowing the racist and anonymous platform. So we'll never know where Sarah Zhang is really coming from, right? We don't know what insidiousness she's going to plant in an article here and there.
Make sure everybody knows. She's now, what, an editor? Or she's on the editorial board of the New York Times.
Right.
So she decides what's, quote-unquote, fake news. And she'll always decide that everything Wayne Root and Megan Barrett say is fake news. And everything liberals spout is the God-given truth. See, that's the trouble. And whereas Wayne Root would say, and I know Megan, I'm sure, would agree with me, I don't mind liberal talk radio on TV or radio. I love to compete. We'll win every time.
Just remember, racism is satire, because that's how she excused her racism.
Right.
Her racism.
Right. Everything was how much she hated white men. Everything was about hating
white men. It was cops. It was women. It was white people. It was men in general.
Can't imagine.
A lot of hate in that little girl.
What will it be like to be her husband one day?
I don't think she's going to have it. She hates men.
Yeah. All right. Wayne Allyn Root, Warren Al. Megan Barr, tell everyone where they can find you.
ReaganBabe.com and MediaEqualizer.com.
Wayne Allyn Root, RootForAmerica.com. I'm going to get in my suit when I come back. It's time for National TV, Newsmax TV, Channel 349. On DirecTV and Channel 216. On Dish TV, we are going to have some fun. Coming right back at you. Warren Al.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an investment is subject to all locals.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.